Thank you, Silver Spring. God bless you all this morning. How many are blessed? Amen. How many are just joyful, full of love, with the love of Jesus in us? Amen. I want to give a hand clap to the Lord. That was a pretty long biography, right? Of myself. Well, I just want to say I just love Jesus. I mean, the diplomas are and studies, but are there, and I'm grateful that he gave me opportunity to be able to listen and study his word. But I just want to tell you that I am just a child of God, and I love him wholeheartedly. Amen. And I feel like I'm blessed to have gotten the opportunity to be saved, that he, you know, his eyes were upon me. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Earl and Amy for allowing me to be here this morning. Also, the women's ministry. Amen. I want to thank my husband too. For the first time, I have an English Bible. Although I was born and raised in a Spanish home, I learned English in school. Spanish was spoken at home. So I'm not perfect, neither in Spanish nor in English. When I came to Christ, I obviously went to school in the States, so I learned to speak English. But when I went to Bible Institute, and my Bible was in English, but the school was Spanish. So when I would hear the professor speak the Word of God, read the word scripture in Spanish, just my heart was like, wow, that sounds really good. So I fell in love with the Spanish language, and I started to study more of the word in Spanish, and I put my English Bible to the side with the New King James. Now the Lord has moved us from the Eastern Spanish District with the Assemblies of God to the Potomac District, when I'm American district, and now I have to learn English all over again. So if you hear me say words like, doesn't make sense, that's, be forgetful, because I just don't speak well in either language. Amen. But we're all here, and I know that God is with us. Amen. Why don't we all rise to our feet? Amen. And we're going to turn our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. Amen. Praise God. The women's ministry asked me to speak the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1-3, under the theme, Rise and Shine. Silver Spring, it's time to arise and time to shine, because the glory of the Lord is upon you. Amen. How many are with me? The word says, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Let's pray, hands to heaven. Father God, I thank you, my Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, my God, for this word. And I pray, Jesus, that this word will impact, my God, that will touch the hearts of everyone that's hearing this word, my Lord Jesus. And that this word, my God, will make us more, my Lord Jesus, transformed, my God. That will be changes in our lives, my God. That our homes will be changed. And more so, that our relationship with you, oh God, will grow. I ask you to use me as a vessel, my Lord Jesus, that is you who is speaking through me, my God, your holy word. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the church, people of God says, amen. There are times when life strikes hard, and sometimes it strikes harder than ever. Sometimes we get blows from the left to the right, and we don't know where they're coming from. We get struck with unexpected sickness, problems, discouragement. Chaos and loneliness sometimes covers our homes and our minds and our hearts. Unexpected circumstances that leads us to frustration and hopelessness and leaves us living in darkness. But in these very moments of difficulty and turmoil, all we see some of the times is just darkness, and we're unable to see God's hands move in our lives, and we're unable to hear his voice. Amen. It's as if we're in a tunnel and we're unable to escape and unable to see that if there is any light. But let me remind you that the end of each tunnel that you may find yourself in, there is a light at the end of that tunnel. Who agrees with me this morning? Because, you know why? Because at the light is who is Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus is light. We will see the light when we seek him. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He is the only one that can bring light to that place of darkness where you may be at, or where the place of darkness that you're going through. Amen. I don't know what situation you may be in. I don't know what you may be going through or what darkness you may find yourself in today. But the Spirit of the Lord says this morning that we must turn to God, believe that he is faithful, believe that we are still in his hands, because he will never fail us, because he is the light and he brings the light to your home. He brings the light to this house in the name of Jesus. Amen. So Silver Spring, the Lord says, arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Amen. Jesus is here. Jesus is in his house. He is within us, and he is who brings the glory upon his people. Amen. How many agree with me? Amen. Amen. The 1 John chapter 1 verses 5 through 10 says, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness." Repeat with me. There is no darkness. Repeat with me. There is no darkness. At all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. Amen? All right. But if we walk in the light as he is light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies what is in us, the sin. Amen? Amen. So therefore, there's no way that we can have communion with there is no communion with light and darkness. Amen. If God's within us, then we're able to have fellowship with one another. Amen. And that's what God, the Lord, wants from our house, in his house. He wants us to have fellowship and that we live in the light. Amen. Praise God. And as we walk in the light. The flesh does not govern our lives. If Jesus is within us, amen? Because when we live in light, is because we walk in the Spirit. Amen? Praise God. This morning, I want to speak to you about three words that he commands of us. First word he commands of us in the scripture is arise. Amen? Arise. I would like to bring an example to you of a woman. Amen? Rizpah, chapter 20, chapter 2 Samuel chapter 21. Since it's Mother's Day, I decided to bring my mother as an example to our sermon. Amen. And I decided to bring to you Rizpah, a woman who had rose up, and despite of the circumstances that she found herself in, seeing that her children were killed in front of her, seeing that she was in the middle of this pain, she was able to rise up. Amen. Praise God. Rizpah. King David goes to Rizpah in chapter 20, 2 Samuel chapter 21, and gets Rizpah's two sons and five of Michal's sons, and handed them over to the Gibeonites, who had hung them in front of their mothers and exposed their bodies on the hill. All seven of these men fell together during the first day of the harvest, beginning the barley harvest. Amen. You may be going through a Rizpah situation this time. You may be going through a situation where you think things in your house right now, in your life, is dead and is decaying. But I'm here to say to you that it's time for you to rise up. And when you rise up with the Lord, all things are possible. Amen. You may be going through a situation that is hopeless. To your situation, you may see as if things are, or there's no hope and everything is dead around you. Your faith may be decreased. Your faith may be diminishing at this moment. But I come to you this morning to encourage you and to tell you, church, that there is still hope. Amen. Somehow this woman, Rizpah, found hope beyond the grave of her children. After her kids were hung in the hill. Amen. Her two sons and five of Michal's sons were dead. A new king was ruling. She was not married to Saul. She was Saul's concubine. But she knew that her children were heirs and that they were descendants of the throne, and that she would not allow them to be dishonored. You see, she, even though her children were dead, she fought for them. And I can just imagine, I can't even imagine, because I'm not a mother, what a mother could feel to see their son hung dead. Amen. You may not be a mom who's gone through that, but there may be dead situations in your life that you find there's no hope. That you may find that there's no one, you can't hear God's voice, and everything that you're going through, no one can hear you. But I'm going to tell you that Rizpah found strength, and she found strength to able to fight for her children, even when they were dead. Amen. The word says in chapter 21, that she took a sackcloth and she laid the sackcloth on a rock. And that sackcloth was her bed day and night, protecting her children so that the birds in the day and the wild animals at night would not touch those bones that were hanging from that hill. You see, there's things that may come to your life unexpectedly. Maybe King David came and knocked on her door and said, Rizpah, I'm here to get your children. But the enemy comes as you may not even knock at your door. It'll just show up. And here she comes. And while she sees her children hanging dead, all that she would do is protect those children from day and night. She would take her sackcloth and fight against the birds in the day and the wild animals at night. That's what we need to do as mothers, as women of God, is to fight for our children. Fight for the promises that are in your word. Fight for your husband. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your job. We need to rise up and fight for what the Lord has promised us. Amen. But your fight is not alone. Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit will give you strength. Day and night she would take that sackcloth, and it says that she fought until it rained. Amen. Until it rained. And I know that as she rained, and when she got the victory, because she fought until there was rain. And when everything starts pouring down rain, it's because you will come out victorious in the Lord Jesus. Amen. I tell you this, mother, this morning, even if it may seem your situations to have hope, I want to tell you to rise up and fight. Rise up and protect your children. Rise up and protect your family. Rise up and protect your husband. Amen. There is still hope. Even though it may seem over, Rizpah fought, and she fought, and her fight was a blessing. Rizpah found strength in the moments of darkness in her life. She got up and fought for what was an honor to live for those precious sons of hers. Amen. Rizpah fought for their dignity, and it was not in vain. Amen. I'm sure there are people that were in the valley telling her, Rizpah, get down from that hill. They're dead already. There's nothing that you can do. It's over. There's no hope. Rizpah, come down. I'm sure there's people telling you right now in your situation, there's no hope. Give up. Give up. Your children's not serving the Lord. Give up. Your husband's not serving the Lord. Give up. You can't find a job. Give up. Your finances are horrible. Give up. But she didn't give up. And you and I shouldn't give up either. She fought and fought and fought with God's strength in her. Amen. She was able to fight until it was able to rain, until she saw those men, her boys, being buried as they were supposed to be buried. Amen. Give a royal burial. King David got word and gathered their bones with Saul, gathers Jonathan's bones, and the seven of them gave them a burial that they deserved. So I tell you this morning, arise. Mother, arise. Fathers, arrive. Young people, arrive. You need to arise in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Arise in your ministry. Your ministry, you may seem like there's nothing going on in your ministry, but I tell you this morning, arise. The Lord says, arise, levántate. It says, rise up, Silver Spring, rise up. Praise God, don't give up. Arise and fight for what is yours. Fight for the promises that are there. But now I'm going to tell you, do not fight in the flesh. Don't fight in the flesh. Your battle is not in the flesh. Your battle in church is not with your sister. Your battle at home is not with your teenager who is rebellious. Your battle in your marriage is not your husband. It's who's behind your husband. It's the enemy who's come to rob, steal, and destroy. But we are God's people, and we should not let the enemy steal what belongs to us. So rise up, Silver Spring. Rise up. Rise up. For your struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Don't give up. Fight for your church. Fight for your community. Fight for your children. Fight for your finances. But your strength has to come from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Give me a hand clap if you agree with me. Amen. You need to fight and allow the birds of the day and the wild animals at night to touch what is yours. You need to take the sword of the Spirit, the Bible, and declare the promises that are in the Bible for you and your family, for your congregations. We need to be people of the Spirit, full of the Spirit, knowing and to be able to discern what comes from man or what comes from the Spirit. Amen. We need to discern. Another word of command, he says, we need to shine. Amen. Hallelujah. What is shine? Shine is to glow. It's to glimmer. It's to sparkle, to twinkle. Amen. It's a reflect to who is inside of you. So we can witness who's within us. Amen. And that glow and that shine is to radiance. You only get you so you can spend more time with God. The only way you get shine is the amount of time you spend with the Lord. And you need to shine so people can say out there, I want to have what she has. Can you tell me what is it that makes you shine? And you're going to say, you know why? I am a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ who took me out of the mire pit and set my feet on rock. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to grow. Another friend of mine I want to speak to you this morning is my friend Queen Elizabeth. Queen Esther, not Elizabeth. Queen Esther. Amen? You know the story of Esther. I don't need to go into the story. But you know, she shined because she had God's favor. Do we have God's favor? Amen. God's favor is His grace and His mercy that is upon us. And is that what He makes us shine is His favor. Amen. And I would like to focus on one of Esther's characteristics that she had, that she was a woman that prepared herself. Se preparó. She prepared herself. Amen. She prepared herself in prayer and fasting. Because there's no way that you can shine if you don't pray. If you don't fast, you ain't shining. If you're not in the Word, you're not going to shine. You need to be in those three disciplines that we need as Christians, as to the Word, fasting, and praying. Amen. Praise God. She prepared herself and received God's favor, and that's how she was able to go before the king. Esther won favor over everyone that saw her. And the king saw her grace, and because she spent that time in praying and fasting, God handed her, was in her favor, and she was able to fulfill the purpose for that she was praying for. Amen. Therefore, we need to prepare ourselves so when we can shine in this world that is full of darkness. Amen. We need to, as believers, to develop that discipline. Amen. In praying and being in the Word so we can change and come upon our families. See that change in our community. So we'll be able to speak to the unbeliever. Amen. Because we need to witness. Because we are the chosen. So that we can go out in the world and get those souls for the Lord. Amen. Esther was able to save her family and save the people. Amen. Because she and her uncle Mordecai, she got them to pray. She got the Jews to pray and Susa and fast for 3 days and for 3 nights. Amen. We need to sacrifice ourselves sometimes. Amen. Esther and her attendants fasted as well. So they can stop what Haman's plot against the Jews, because he wanted to destroy them. See, there's people out there that want to destroy you, want to destroy what's yours. But you cannot fight the battle unless you prepare yourself in spirit and in truth. Amen. Give a hand clap to the Lord. There's no way you can win the battle if you're not in relationship with the Lord. Amen. You give yourself strength. Amen. Praise God. Esther excelled because of her shine. And we as believers cannot settle for less. We need to shine with God's light. Despite what we have, it's time for us to shine and to get out of darkness. It's time for church that we stop playing church and make sure we have Jesus in us so we can shine with the true light. Amen. Praise God. It's time for us to be filled with the Spirit and be filled with the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. We need the fruit of the Spirit. One of the things that I was impacted when my husband and I became ministers in the Potomac District was that I saw more of the fruit of the Spirit in the American District than I saw the emotional side. See, my husband and I come from where we see a lot of emotional. We move by emotions. But I learned that screaming doesn't give you the anointing. I learned that falling back doesn't give me the anointing, because I can stand up and be back the same person. Amen. I learned that dressing up for Sunday doesn't bring me the anointing or brings me closer to God. Amen. I learned that spending time with the Spirit of God and walking in the Spirit and being filled with the fruit of the Spirit made me understand what the true gospel is. Don't play church, because you may shine for a while while you're playing church, but then you become all dim afterwards. Shine with the Lord. Be filled with the Lord. Be in love with the Lord. Cherish His word. In the morning, at night, and during the day, get into the word. Get into the word. Let Him feed you. Let Him nourish you. Let Him give you to drink. This is what changes you. The Word changes you. Amen. The Word changes you. John 1, chapter 5. The light in the darkness shines, and the darkness does not prevail against it. Arise and shine, Silver Spring. Arise and shine, Silver Spring. Third command, he says, the glory of the Lord rises upon you. To have the glory of God upon you is to have God's presence in us, right? His anointing and His Holy Spirit in us. But we need to spend time with the Holy Spirit. You need to fall in love with Him and have that intimate relationship with Him so that He can examine you and tell you what's going on within you. That tells you what's going on. Why is it that you are still in darkness? Because there can still be sin. He will examine you and tell you what areas you need to change. He's your best friend. He's a gentleman. He's your guide. He's your teacher. He's everything. Having God's glory upon us is to live a life of faith. The world may think that we're crazy, but I'm crazy in love with Jesus, and I believe his word, and I believe what he has declared in his word. Those promises are for us. Amen. The word says, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? It's a challenge. Did I tell you if you believe, you will see the glory of God? That's amazing. So what do we need to do is believe. The Lord wants to bless you for you to have a glorious life. Amen. A glorious life because he is glory. It is who God is. Amen. The glory of God is the infinite beauty and greatness of God's perfection. We are his image. We are created in his image. That's because when I see you, I love you because you're God's image. You are his perfection. And you go perfecting every day. I can't focus on your faults. I need to see the goodness in you, the greatness in you, the perfection that's in you, because God created you. Amen. I love you because you are God's image. You're God's creation. You're my brother, my sister. We need to love each other. Amen. The infinite beauty. And I'm focusing on the manifestation, his character. I'm focusing on what's his worth, his attributes, right? All of his perfection and greatness are beautiful as they are seen. Just waking up this morning, we see how beautiful the things that he does, right? It says that Psalms 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Amen. El cielo cuenta la gloria de Dios en sus manos su firmamento. Amen. So you are God's handiwork. You are his masterpiece. Amen. Who doesn't believe that? Come on. You are his masterpiece, church. Amen. 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 So therefore, you need to live fully in glory. Amen. Full of his presence. There is no other way. Amen. We need to live in Jesus. I want to conclude with the last verse. I want to conclude with this. See, darkness covers the earth. And thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. God has risen on you and a new beginning, Silver Spring. This is new beginnings, Silver Spring. I don't know what God has for you, but this is the beginning. Amen. His glory is upon Silver Spring. Amen. It is over you. So it is time, Silver Spring, to rise up. It is time for you to rise up. It's time for new beginnings. Amen. New beginnings. New beginnings. New beginnings. Glory to God. So allow me to speak these words of miracles over your life. Amen. This is just the beginning. There'll be great things in this church. Great things in your family. Great things in your children. Your children who are not serving the Lord will come to serve the Lord. New beginnings. Amen. Your husbands or wives are not serving. Your whole family will be here. Amen. This house is a house of faith, love, and hope for the whole family. Amen. So arise in the Lord. And begin to shine. Because he even tells you, did you not tell you? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. How many here believes? How many here believes? How many here believes that God could do great things in this place? Amen. Praise God. How many of you have decided this morning to rise up? How many here have decided to rise up like Rispa? To fight what was hers, even if it smelled, even if it was decayed, even if it was in bones, even if people didn't have any hope. She was able to fight and receive the miracle for her children to have a burial as they needed so to have. Amen. How have you decided to shine? get more into the Word of God, spending time with the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants to extend His hand over this house for you to rise up. Rise up, rise up, and I tell you, He will not let you go. Amen. So how many Esthers we have in the house? How many Rispas we have in the house? How many children of God are here that will rise up in Jesus? Hallelujah. Rise up in Jesus. Hallelujah. If you believe this word, rise up in Jesus. Hallelujah. Arise and shine because the glory of God is upon you. Hallelujah. New beginnings. New beginnings. New beginnings. Glory to Jesus. Praise God. We worship you, my God, Jesus, because there's no one like you. You are holy, my Lord Jesus. And there is still hope for those who are in Jesus. Hallelujah. You have come to a place of hope. You have come to a place of expectations. You have come to the right place. But your heart needs to be in the right place. And that is in Jesus. Hallelujah. In the Spirit of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.